8 minutes past 8, Ronan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. It's as if 2027 doesn't exist. That's a quote from the Irish Independent front page story on the Fiscal Advisory Council complaining about the government. The council says the government didn't provide forecasts beyond 2026 in last month's budget. It says good planning requires that we forecast more than 15 months ahead. The Independent reports the council saying we've been out in our budgeting for the last couple of years. For example, government spending in 2024 was supposed to be 96 billion, but ended up being 101 billion. Most of the papers have reports from Dublin Airport yesterday, where Irish peacekeepers returned home from serving in Lebanon. The headline in The Independent quotes one family member. It reads, "No more counting down the days." While most of the papers have pictures of the blue berets being hugged by children, spouses and even a grandmother, the Irish Times front page photo stands out. It's by Dara MacDonald and it's from the returning soldiers' point of view, and it shows the families with tricolours and hand-drawn messages standing at the barriers in arrivals. Almost everyone has their mouth half open in anticipation. A woman who killed her three children is suing the coroner presiding over the inquest into their deaths. That's according to a report in The Independent. The woman is Deirdre Morley, who killed her children in 2020. She was subsequently found not guilty by reason of insanity. The coroner has decided to call as witnesses two psychiatrists who had given evidence at her trial. Deirdre Morley's lawsuit says the inquest will be inadequate and insufficient if it doesn't hear from mental health specialists who'd been treating her in the 6 months prior to the tragedy. The father of the children, Andrew McGinley, who was unaware of the seriousness of her condition at the time, backs her lawsuit. In the Mail, he says he hoped the inquest would bring answers and changes in policy, particularly relating to patient confidentiality and the mentally ill. He told the paper, "There are people reading this article who don't know that their partner is not able to cope." The Belfast Telegraph has a court report relating to a man who allegedly posed as a female prostitute and blackmailed those who contacted him. The court heard that the case involves more than 150 victims and police are still investigating more than 700,000 pieces of data. When the judge announced that the case would be adjourned until next month, the defendant said loudly, "That's not acceptable." "Well, it's acceptable to me," said the judge. Back to The Independent, which tells us that apparently you have a triangle of death on your face. The paper quotes a professor of anatomy who explains that some of the veins in your face don't have valves that would stop infected blood getting to your brain. So if you get an injury to an area between the bridge of your nose and the corners of your mouth, you could be in trouble. And in rare cases, he says, people die. The advice, according to The Independent headline, is don't squeeze a spot on your nose or you could end up in hospital. All the papers report this morning that Enoch Burke has been arrested and is now in prison. The Mirror front page headline over that story, back by popular remand. And RTE are the pantomime villains in a story about panto fairy Twink in the Irish Sun. The paper says she gave an interview to the Sunday Independent in which she wept as she told how she had pleaded with the Director General to be invited onto the Late Late Show. The Sun says she claims she's been banned by RTE. "Oh no, you're not," says RTE. The station says Twink was on Miriam McCallaghan's radio show last month and she'll be on Nationwide next month. The RTE spokesperson said, "We can't have the same guests appearing on all our shows."